You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth.
This is the most magical podcast on earth, part of the Secret Recordings Network, back with a brand new episode just about before my voice packs in. So we'll crack on. Great episode to listen to. We've got an entire family who've just come back from Orlando. Jason, Martin and the kids, Dean and Aria. And if you want to know how hyped kids get at Disney World, maybe you've not taken your kids yet, then, well, this podcast will be a bit of a lesson for you. We'll talk to the gang in just a bit. Also got some news from Paris. We've got some news about things that are coming to Disney World, some dates for next year. Also got another top tip at the end of this episode and one of your questions. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, at PodMagical is where we are across all the socials. Hello to Louise, who sent me a message. Quick question for the podcast. We're off to do Disney at Christmas for the first time ever. I remember you mentioning that Epcot had the fireworks on the 30th of December as well as New Year's Eve. Is that right? No, it is not right, Louise. It's the other way around, actually. So Magic Kingdom will do their New Year's fireworks twice on the 30th and then twice again on New Year's Eve. So there's actually four chances to catch the New Year's Eve fireworks at Magic Kingdom. In terms of Epcot and also this year Hollywood Studios, they will only do those at midnight on New Year's Eve. So usually the general gist is, unless you've got kids, you might want to do it differently, go to Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve to celebrate fake New Year's Eve, and then go to, I prefer, Epcot on actual New Year's Eve, because Epcot is crazy on New Year's Eve. They set up DJ stands and dance parties, and then they've got the fireworks that go around World Showcase as they welcome in the new year at every pavilion. And if you can get to the UK pavilion around 7 p.m, which will be midnight here in the UK, they sometimes do a little bit of something out there outside the pub. So yeah, a lot of fun if you're going to Disney World for New Year. I'll talk more about that on the next podcast in a couple of weeks time, because we've got one more podcast to come before the year's out. So thanks for your question. Do get in touch if you have a question at PodMagical. Our guests on this podcast, I think this is going to be absolutely chaotic, but I'm here for the absolute chaos of it all. We've got Martin, Jason and the kids. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
On my last podcast, I was talking about me going to Walt Disney World for the weekend. And it was a bit of a secret me going, but not so much of a secret, because who spotted me in Disney World?
Me.
Me? Who's me?
Dean.
So you saw me in Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Daddy.
I thought I spotted Andy, didn't I? But I wasn't certain.
We were making our way from Main Street to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train when we spotted you going into one of the shops.
Oh, that sounds like me, yeah, going into one of the shops. So how long had you all been over there for?
Two weeks.
Two. And that weekend was your last weekend, wasn't it?
The last day, yeah.
The last day. Oh, no, on the Sunday. And then it started to rain, so it was a good sign.
Well, we did have rain on our second day there, didn't we? We got very wet.
And I got bored.
You got bored?
Since we were standing under the shelter of Fantasmic for 2 hours and a half.
Well, you don't know how long it's going to rain, do you? So I've been there in that actual spot.
Two
you come out of Fantasmic
later.
And then you're there in the shop and then it just does not stop raining. We've been there. You just don't know.
Yeah.
That was the problem. We were holding on thinking, oh, it'll stop in 10 minutes. It'll stop in 10 minutes. And then it was an hour and a half later and it still hadn't stopped. Then it was the mad dash to a shop to try and get some ponchos so we could at least move from that one spot.
Yeah. It's funny where those ponchos come from, isn't it? Suddenly, there's no ponchos in any shops. There's a little spot of rain, and suddenly every shop's got ponchos on the counter.
Yeah, Dad had to run to get ponchos so we could get some food instead of staying there for another hour and a half.
So, Jason or Martin, who got poncho run?
Martin.
You could do the short straw. Otherwise, we weren't going to eat. We need to eat. So was that your, as a family, was that your first ever time at Disney World?
Yes.
Yes.
And kids, was it as magical as you expected?
Yeah.
Yeah, even more.
Even more. So, Martin, I believe you are the biggest Disney fan of the family.
It's a title that's been bestowed upon me, yeah.
So who was the first person to go to Disney then? Was Martin or Jason? Which one of you went first?
We actually went together for the first time in 2018, I think it was, around sort of March time. So that was our first time for both of us, actually, to Walt Disney World.
And what do you remember from that trip?
I think it was just the kind of the magicalness. It's not even a word, is it? But the kind of magic that you kind of feel in that little bubble. You know, we booked it so far in advance and we were on such a massive countdown and it kind of really ticked down. And then just being there and kind of surrounded by all those characters and that kind of that feeling of just being there.
And how many times have you been since?
This last trip would have been our third time.
OK, right. So twice without kids and then the third time with the kids.
Yep, that's it.
And of the three trips, which has been your favourite? Easy now, careful.
they feel very different. I think, you know, the last one that we did, we almost lived it through the kids' eyes because it was their first time. So
yeah.
It was almost just as magical watching them see it for the first time as the first time that we went, I would say.
And why was it that you wanted to take the kids? Because it's, you know, it's a lot of money and it's a lot of effort and it's a lot of planning.
It's been on the list for a while. So we did Paris first. We've done Paris twice. And Paris just, they wanted more than Paris. So yeah, it was very much on the big list for them and couldn't not let them see the magic and get involved.
Next Shanghai.
I love that confidence, right? We've done Paris, we've done Florida. Shanghai. We're not messing around here. We're going through all six.
Next stop, one of the worst Disney experiences Aria's probably going to have.
Which is?
Disney Cruise.
Why are you not a fan of going on a Disney cruise?
Aria's terrified of boats. It's
right.
One of her phobias. She doesn't like boats because she's worried about sharks and the Titanic movie. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I see that. What about the boat that goes over to the Magic Kingdom from the parking? Is that one all right?
She wasn't a fan.
No. Okay. I was just saying you could build up, but okay.
Because of alligators.
Speaking of It's a Small World, you know the 6-7 trend that's been going on?
Sadly, yes.
One of the animatronic dolls, the next time you go, keep your eyes out. One of them's doing the 6-7 move with your
really?
Arms.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying that It's a Small World started the whole 6-7 trend way before TikTok?
I think so. Probably just the move of the arms. But...
Okay, I will definitely look out for that one next time I go. Definitely. Is that one of your favourite attractions, It's a Small World, would you say?
No.
My favourite attractions would probably be in Hollywood Studios. It would probably be Tower of Terror.
Not
in, a magic kingdom, it would probably be Tron or Space Mountain.
Don't rock on me.
In Epcot, it would be a Guardians. And in Animal Kingdom, it would probably be Expedition Everest or Avatar.
But we've got some disagreement, though, here, then, kids.
Well, yeah, because, first of all, Tower of Terror, my hands were sweating so much. Daddy asked me if I wanted to leave. I said yes.
You didn't go on the tower, did you? It's too much for you.
Second of all, Tron. Whenever I'm on a scary ride, my eyes force me to shut them and just hold on to something really tight. On Tron, my head, bang. Straight on the, my chin's straight on there. So when you look at my photo, it feels like I'm just sleeping.
You don't like big roller coasters, do you? But you liked the Avatar Flight of Passage, didn't you, when we were riding on there?
I'm more of a roller coaster and Dean's more of a slow ride, not super fast.
But I would say, coming up to the stuff I do like, it would probably be Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I really enjoyed that, and Slinky Dog Dash. We probably did Mickey and Minnie's like 8, 10, 12, 38 times.
Lots of times.
38 times in 2 weeks. That's pretty good going.
Yeah, in Hollywood Studios, Daddy's favourite thing there would probably be the villain show. And right next to it is one of my favourite rides as well, which is Rocking Roller Coaster.
No.
Are you a bit of a thrill seeker, Aria?
Yes.
Not me.
Yeah. Not you, though, Dean.
I actually did not like it.
No.
But the Paris one, I don't know which one's worse.
The Paris one's definitely worse, Dean. Definitely.
Wow, I've been on the Paris one. It's an Iron Man theme. This one, you're late, so you hit the gas tank and you go running speed. That doesn't make sense. Iron Man, if you open your eyes, it's a bit like Space Mountain. You can see these stars.
Dads, when you went to Disney World for 2 weeks, was it quite exhausting?
Yes, it was.
It was going on.
I can't imagine. So Jason and Martin, what are your favourite rides?
I think mine's changed. I think it has to be Guardians now.
Yeah.
Why's that? And what was it before?
Multiple things before. It's just an incredible ride, isn't it? It's just brilliant. So what would I have gone for before? It probably would have been Avatar Flight of Passage before. Yeah, and I think Guardians just pipped it to the post.
And Martin, what about you? Have you got a favourite?
No, I have to say that Guardians at the moment is probably one of my favourite rides. I think, you know, that kind of, that whole experience of spending that time on that ride. And it's that kind of guessing game as well as to what song you're going to get when you're riding.
Yeah.
We even got Dad's favourite one, the conga.
Is Guardians the one that you can all four of you can do together?
Yeah.
So would you say as a family, that's probably the best ride at Disney World? Because you can all go in together.
The only bit my eyes force me to shut at is where it takes your photo when you're going backwards, like straight on backwards.
Yeah.
It's because I thought it'd be a bit like Crushing Coaster as soon as the backwards thing started, since Daddy and Aria forced me and Dad at the back of the shell twice. When we went up, we can only see how high we go. When we went down...
Yeah, it's a little bit more intense than Crushing Coaster, isn't it, in Paris?
Mm.
I'll
say Crushing Roller Coaster... least favourite one in Paris. It's a tie between Prussian Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror, since I will not go on any Tower of Terror.
Not tried it, have you, Tower of Terror, so you don't know.
Could we get on it one day, Dean? Do you think one day you'll go, do you know what, I'm going to be brave today, I'm going to do it.
Don't think so. In the future, I'd probably make a robot cell for me when it's dropping. Make it do 6-7.
We did manage to persuade him, and then it broke down when we managed to persuade him, so we weren't able to go back on.
We actually did something. We were like persuading him for the whole week. He said he'd do it, but the next day we went to Hollywood Studios. He's like, no way, I'm not going on that anymore. Deal's off.
We were very lucky though when it closed down, weren't we? Because when we came out, we had to come out to the left. They'd opened the gates and there were loads of characters there. So we got to meet a load of characters with very little
character
fear, which landed very, very good timing.
There was Stitch, Pinocchio, Goofy, Grumpy and Dopey.
Oh, right. That was meant to be them in that case.
The only problem with getting Grumpy, Dopey, Snow White's autographs is the fact that
We did go to another restaurant where we ate food with Snow White, the Evil Queen, Grumpy and Dopey.
Ah, yeah.
When we met Grumpy with Stitch, Pinocchio and Goofy, I actually had a Mickey Mouse t-shirt on, and he said to me, "Why do you have a Mickey Mouse t-shirt on? Why don't you have me on it?"
Who said that? Yeah. Grumpy?
Yeah.
He said, "Well, there's not a lot. Well, there is a few Grumpy t-shirts, actually, you can buy, isn't there?"
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. No. I wasn't going to do it.
When we went in 2019, we ate there, because it had just, I think it had not long opened, and Aria loves Snow White, so it was a no-brainer for this trip. The food's really good as well, I think is really good. And it's just that experience of meeting characters, and you get to meet the Evil Queen, who, you know, is just there as herself, just doing her thing.
Giving you all the sass.
Yeah, and for pudding, Grumpy made his own cakes, Dopey made his own cakes, and even the Evil Queen made her own cakes. And instead of saying a thank you, she baked some dark chocolate love hearts with purple dots on them.
All right, she didn't offer you any apples, did she?
Oh, for pudding we had a chocolate mousse apple.
All right, but no apples.
But then the thing about me is I like dark chocolate. Strangely, I didn't like the dark chocolate the Evil Queen gave you.
Because she made it disgusting.
You did like
She's an evil queen.
You did like the cocktail though, didn't you? You had a glowing green cocktail.
We've still got the light to this day.
Oh, is it still working?
Yeah, when you click the button on the light, it changes colour, so like next time you can just grab it, take out the green light, plop in like the colour red, green, blue, white.
Where else did you eat on this trip? Any other good restaurant recommendations?
My favourite was the Ahana breakfast. So Martin and I, when we previously went to Ahana in the evening, but we went for breakfast this time, as Ari is also a Stitch fan, which was very nice.
You got to meet Stitch, Lilo, Stitch, Mickey and Pluto. And the best thing is, once we met all the characters, they went off to do the little parade. Do the bits of the restaurant, so that was really fun.
Were you on the dining plan for this trip?
We did. We had quick service dining plan, which actually previously we've always had table service dining, but with the kids and just trying to occupy our day as much as we possibly could, it worked out really well.
So did you just you went for the quick service dining, but then chose a few proper character dinings for out of pocket?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. What did you do differently this time in terms of planning, going as just the two of you to go in as the four of you?
I think Martin had to take a step back. So Martin has planned the last two times because I'm very unorganised. So he did do kind of the daily itineraries. Dean and Aria took over. So Dean had a daily, hourly, minutely breakdown for the last trip we had, exactly what he was hoping for us to do, including all of the snacks he wanted to try.
Yeah. Nom, did you get through all those snacks, Dean?
Yeah.
Okay, what was on your list snacks-wise?
I got the Nom Nom cookie.
Mm-hmm. From Hollywood Studio.
Come on, I always forget the name.
Bunchy turkey drums, turkey.
Yeah,
okay,
the pineapple ice cream.
The Dole Whip.
The Dole Whip.
Yeah,
the Dole Whip.
Crispy treat?
No.
You didn't have a crispy... Did you have cheeseburger spring roll?
Yeah.
No, do you know what? I was so determined to get a cheeseburger spring roll, and every time we went, the queue for that cart was so long.
Yeah, but Dad, we didn't get it as a snack. Well, I mean, we did, but in a restaurant, so we did actually try it.
You're thinking about the cheeseburger buns that we had in Satuli Canteen.
She wanted to go to Sleepy Hollow. Because there was some yummy stuff there, but we didn't get to because when we walked past it, the queue was really
big. Cool.
Yeah, it always is. Do you know what this means, Aria? It means you're going to have to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I found this like strawberry tart thingy there, and I really wanted to try it.
Back with the gang in just a moment. Let's have some Disney World news and Disney Paris news as well in just a moment. Let's go to Disney World first. The best way to sum the news of the last 2 weeks is the release that came in the middle of this week. They have released all the details of everything that's coming in 2026. So new things, things that reopen in. So we know that in early 2026, Frozen Ever After will reopen. It'll close down for a short time as they update the animatronics. Also, Festival of the Arts will be back from the 16th of January to the 28th of February. Then you get into spring when Big Thunder Mountain reopens. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin at Magic Kingdom also reopens. We've got the Flower and Garden Festival from the 4th of March till the 1st of June. Then we go into summer. It's Cool Kids Summer. We've got the new Soarin' Across America for the anniversary of 250 years of America. Smuggler's Run will reopen with The Mandalorian and Grogu. We'll have the brand new area at Hollywood Studios. The Magic of Disney Animation will open late summer 26. Along with that, it's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Live will open there as well. And Rock and Roller Coaster with the Muppets will be summer 2026. They have already started doing developments of Rock and Roller Coaster. It has already changed. That pre-show with Aerosmith has gone. So they've kind of like boarded up the studios. So as you walk into GeForce Records, you won't actually see Aerosmith anymore. I think you might hear them behind the walls, but they've already put the walls up there for that pre-show. So that's already gone without any warning. So if people were hoping to do Aerosmith one last time, unfortunately that ride is kind of half changed already. Other things going on later in the year, then we're into fall, into autumn with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and the Food and Wine Festival going to be back next year, and then back to winter with the Very Merry, with Jollywood Nights and Festival of the Holidays. So that's next year at Walt Disney World, but even more exciting. Oh, I forgot to mention Bluey. Yes, Bluey is coming to Walt Disney World. I was about to tell you about Paris. Yeah, it's been announced that Bluey is coming to the American parks and the cruises. So Walt Disney World, for us, you'll be able to see Bluey from March the 22nd over at Animal Kingdom. So you'll have to get on that little train that takes you over to Conservation Station, and that's where you'll find Bluey and his friends, and I think there's going to be some Australian animals over there as well. But yeah, Bluey is coming to Walt Disney World. We knew that Mickey Mouse wanted to get his hands on him. So that's the news from Walt Disney World. A quick update on Paris, because all the excitement is going to be around Paris next year. In fact, next spring, March the 29th will be the opening of the brand new Disney Adventure World at Disneyland Paris. I know I got really confused because obviously you've got Adventureland in Disneyland Park where you find Pirates of the Caribbean, and the new park is Adventure World. But March the 29th, Disney Adventure World is going to reopen. That is when you will get to walk into Arendelle. The new Frozen Land will open. The park is going to then the park has been 90% changed. Incredible. We still will have to wait for Lion King. That's going to be phase two. But Arendelle will be open. That new Adventure Way will be open. 14 brand new restaurants, new places to eat. I was having a look at the price. There's a Princesses restaurant, which overlooks the new lake, and you can meet princesses. Again, that's ridiculously expensive. Like, really, really next level expensive. We've got the West Pavilion, which is where you'll be able to meet Mickey and Minnie. Best day ever awaits on the Tangled Spin. That's like a new Tangled teacups, which will be great, I think, at night on that one. There's the Regal View Restaurant and Lounge, which I mentioned earlier on. But what I'm really excited about is a new nighttime show over the lagoon that they've got there. There's going to be drones and water features, Disney Cascade of Lights. So looking forward to visiting Disneyland Paris when it properly reopens. That date again will be March the 29th. I'm excited just to see Olaf walking around. Have you seen the Olaf animatronic? Looks incredible. Any news between now and the next podcast in 2 weeks, do give us a follow on the socials at Pod Magical. Gang are back with us. Let's talk about where you stayed on your last trip. Which Disney resort was it?
French Quarter. Stayed at Port Orleans French Quarter.
And why did you choose on that one, what that resort?
That's a question for the parents.
Because they paid.
Through hearing good stuff on the podcast, actually, is why we chose it. Yeah.
It was a really good swimming.
It was good, wasn't it? We've previously done Animal Kingdom our last two times, but with the amount of stuff that they wanted to get through and cost, it just didn't seem the right choice for this time. Although we did visit, and we did get told off by the kids for not taking them to their posh hotel, their words, not ours. So
the So water slidey, spitty out watery. It's like there was a water slide between rocks, which was very fancy, and there was just a normal random swimming pool.
How did you spend your days? Because it sounds like these two have got quite a bit of energy to burn off. Were you just like rope drop to fireworks every day, or did you go back and have a bit of a chill? How did you plan your days out?
We were pretty much rope drop to fireworks every day. We had 3 down days that we planned in, but out of those days, you can hear how much energy they've got, so they would just go, go, go the entire time. The only day that I think we completely tired them out was the Halloween party, where they stayed up until 1:30 in the morning, and that just completely wiped them out. But other than that, it was rope drop to fireworks every day.
Every day.
About Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, we were only supposed to fill in the little bags, but we brought an empty backpack with us, so every time they were filled, we just tipped in the bag. We ended up going back to the hotel, 4.5 kilos.
Oh, you weighed it?
Yeah. Just to check if how the suitcases weighed with that much sweets and chocolate.
We're still trying to get through it all, aren't we?
I was going to say, you're still getting new. It's going to last you to Christmas, do you think?
When we came back, we only had 2.5 kilos, so we already ate 2 kilos there.
That's just what you lot need, more sugar by the sound of it. Yeah. It's just
right place to burn it all off, right?
Yeah, no wonder it was roped up to fireworks. You were powered on chocolate and candy all the time. As well as going to the Halloween party, you were there for the Christmas party, but you didn't go to the Christmas party, but you saw the Christmas parade. Explain that.
Oh, yeah.
So we were really lucky. Someone, me, didn't manage to get the party ticket, so I forgot to book them. And then by the time I looked, there were none left. So we did try when we were there unsuccessfully, but we saw, it was on the TV screen actually, I think, wasn't it, Martin? We saw that they were doing the Christmas Day filming. So we made that a Magic Kingdom day. That was a very busy day because people literally were sat waiting for the show, the filming to happen from almost rope drop sitting around the front of the castle. But it was a very hot day, but we did manage to see the proper parade, didn't we?
I'm very confused because winter and Christmas is supposed to be very, very freezing and cold. But when we went there, it was boiling, boiling hot. It was like 45 degrees.
And we didn't get the best space, did we? We were there an hour before the parade, but we ended up on the corner just in front of where you get the turkey legs. And the sun was right in our faces the whole way. So we were right in front, got a brilliant view, but it was very hot, wasn't it?
Very puffy Snow White dress on.
You did.
Did you?
That was a bad move.
The phone's overheated.
Yeah, we tried to film, but our phone's overheated. It was that hot.
We didn't manage to get those Christmas party tickets, which, you know, we missed out. But that seeing that Christmas Day parade almost made up for that because it was so special. And we even got to see the Villains Christmas Parade, which was a one-off that I don't think we'll ever see again.
So what was that? I've heard about that.
It was all the villain characters singing to Christmas songs, parading around before the actual Christmas Day parade. So I think it's there ready for Villains Land kind of coming in the next couple of years.
But oh, yeah.
It was special to see Cruella De Vil just singing a song and laughing out the back of her car.
Because that was only filmed for TV, wasn't it? So nobody have seen that yet, only a select few.
Yeah.
Did you venture outside Disney? Did you go to any of the other parks or did you
Disney
bubble?
Universal. And my all-time favourite, Epic Universe.
Yeah, we went to Epic Universe and Universal. So we went to Universal Studios and we did Dean's all-time favourite dream. He's been waiting for like 2 years to go there.
I really, really wanted to hear Mario music in the background of this.
Which was Super Mario Land.
Super Nintendo World. We spent 8 hours in there. And got myself a magic band before the day. Got Luigi headband. And literally bought myself a Mario puppet there. The only bad thing about going there was Donkey Kong Minecart Madness. We waited so long since we were in the middle of the queue and it got delayed.
Oh no.
We were having trouble putting the carts on the track, so...
Broke down, didn't it? I think we were in the queue for Donkey Kong for about 3 hours.
Wow. Yeah. So and was it worth it in the end? Was it worth waiting 3 hours?
Yes, sort of, since, you know, when you see it, you think you're actually going to feel like you're going to be jumping over the broken track.
Yeah.
Then really, it just feels like parts of the Caribbean in Paris with the little up and downs.
If I could be honest, I actually think that every single ride on planet Earth should be longer because we queue for about 4.5 hours for like a 4 minute ride.
Well, I agree with you. I appreciate your honesty there. I totally agree. They should all be a bit longer, apart from It's a Small World, which I think is long enough.
Yes, very.
If I could say It's a Small World should be just a little bit smaller. Shorter. In the end of Super Nintendo World, it was late. We ate at Toadstool Cafe. Got to say to the people who want to go there and actually have got tickets to go there, the Luigi Burger, the chicken is dry. So okay. I prefer the Mario Burger to the Luigi Burger.
Right, okay.
The puddings are great. We did get to meet Mario and Luigi. And they even got their little parade when they come back, so they leave.
We were expecting Andy to be like a half-day park after listening to your podcast, and we spent 8 hours, like a full day, just in the Mario part of that universe.
Yeah, but
you can hear.
How much did you actually get done in the day? Did you manage to do every attraction?
No, we definitely didn't.
Did all the Super Nintendo World ones. In the end, I got the Golden Yoshi Egg. Golden Banana defeated Bowser Jr. himself. And got the golden mushroom and saved the mushroom.
Yeah.
So we did everything in the Mario Kingdom.
Right.
We did everything in the Mario. And when it was super late, but we wanted to go to different lands. So what we did was we actually went to the How to Train Your Dragon. But the queue for the dragon, the Toothless roller coaster, was actually like 3 minutes. So we only got to spend like 10 minutes in How to Train Your Dragon. So we didn't get to see loads of stuff. We just got to meet somebody, a Viking.
One of the Vikings. We didn't get to meet Toothless, did we? He was closed then.
Yeah, Dad really wanted to meet him. And we spent about like 10 minutes in the whole park. And compare that to Mario.
Ooh. In Mario, if you get bored at any chance, keep your eyes out. You can see little Pikmin hidden in it. Like, I saw Pikmin trying to hold up a Mario coin at one stage. Pikmin on a Goomba.
Do you know what? I'd love to know what you're talking about, but I haven't got a clue. Which is why maybe that part wasn't for me. But you enjoyed it, though. You enjoyed your time at Epic.
Yes, very much.
Dean is such a big Mario fan.
Yeah,
our
I can tell.
Our whole kind of day in Epic was just built around him, with a couple of extra little bits of us doing Ministry of Magic and spending a bit of time in How to Train Your Dragon. But that was his day, so he got to choose what he did.
And the Monsters ride that terrified the children.
That was probably the only ride that I actually absolutely hated in the whole of Orlando.
Just that one?
Yeah.
Which would be, would you say, if you could only go to either Disney or Universal, which one would you choose?
Disney. Mine would be Disney.
Yeah, good.
Daddy forced me to say Disney.
It's the correct answer.
I have to say Disney.
Jason's just ribbing him going,
I'd say Epic Universe because, like, I mean, I'm not sure. It's a tie. It's a tie in my list. Disney or Epic Universe? I don't know.
If I was to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney World, now, have you had a bit of a think about this as a family, how you would spend your perfect Disney day?
This has caused family arguments because there's no agreement whatsoever on what this is.
So right, first, who wants to talk me through your perfect Disney day?
So first, Aria's second her one, but first, my one. We would rope drop Avatar, Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
Then do the safaris. They go to Hollywood Studios and get the Num Num Cookie for breakfast. We'll do the villain show and Mickey and Minnie's to start off with to settle the tummies before we do Slinky Dog Dash.
Right, okay.
Then we'll probably have lunch at somewhere like Andy's Toy Box. And then we'd go to Magic Kingdom and do the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
Then For some strange reason, I haven't put tea down, so we'll probably get tea at the hotel after watching the firework.
Oh, that's quite late. You're eating quite late there, Dean.
But it's worth it.
But maybe you still got some of the sweets left from the Halloween party. Just have those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shove your faces with 4.5 kilos of sweets.
Yeah.
It's not like your parents wouldn't mind.
The other half. Are you all in agreement with that day? Because that sounds like very planned.
No.
Now, Ariel, you've got a completely different ideal day.
Yes.
What's yours?
My perfect Disney day would probably be rope drop Slinky Dog Dash, then go on Tower of Terror, and then go on Mickey and Minnie's. For breakfast, we'll have snacks, then go to Magic Kingdom, and then we'll ride Tron and Space Mountain. Then we'd get our ponchos ready and go on Tiana's bio adventure.
Okay.
Then we'll get lunch, and that would be a cinnamon bun from Gaston's.
With extra icing.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
Then we'd go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then maybe go into the Tiki Room, and then we'll go to the Laugh Floor, and then we'll have tea and stay up to watch the fireworks, and then we'll go to bed.
That sounds like a pretty cool Magic Kingdom day. I like the sound of that one. Dads, are we in agreement with this, or do you not have any choice?
I don't think we really get a choice.
Agreed.
I do, and I say no matter what, Tron, Space Mountain, Tea of Teen.
I would definitely try and make sure that we navigated Magic Kingdom to see the daytime parade as well, just to make sure that that was in there if we went back to Magic Kingdom.
Okay, I would literally back away, wait by the exit of Tron, Space Mountain, and Tower of Terror. Because I don't want to go on any of those again.
Jason and Martin, what kind of tips would you suggest from this trip, going for the first time as a family? Would you do anything differently?
You might disagree. I don't know. I think for us, it was just kind of taking that time and just stopping for those little moments. You know, we were seeing the Main Street Philharmonic Band kind of just walking around Main Street and just kind of taking those moments and having those little bits of magic with the kids.
I was just gonna say, I think the prep really helped us, and I think I'd continue that. So I was really lucky. The first time we went to Disney World, I hadn't looked at anything, so I was going on and everything having first time experienced it. Dean is ADHD and got ADHD and autism, so he had watched every ride, he knew exactly what he was doing, he's obsessed with the podcast, so I think that really helped him navigate his emotions around what we're doing as well. And we didn't do any lightning lane, so we queued, and we built that in as kind of a chance to help regulation. And I think, although my legs might disagree, I think that was quite useful to give them those pauses in between, as you can hear the energy, just letting them kind of have that decompressed time as well.
Just say test track. It is the newer version is way, way calmer than the old version I've seen. The only bad thing they've changed is designing your car. I was mostly excited on test track to design my own to design my own car and try to make it look like the Mario Kart.
And you couldn't do it because they've got rid of that bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just had Mickey Mouse ears on the car.
Yeah, I also have a top tip, but it's not a top tip like Dad and Daddy's. My top tip would be ponchos to Tiana's bio adventure. Because Daddy would not go on Tiana's bio adventure if he didn't have anything that could keep him safe from the wet.
Yeah, but he did get a bit wet on that.
Ponchos didn't swayed him.
No.
No.
Were they the ponchos that you bought because you got caught in the rain, so they came in kind of useful for Tiana's?
Yeah.
What is, and you can have one of these, one each, your ultimate favourite Disney World memory from any of your trips?
I'll have to say seeing the castle. Like, what other feeling, what other time will you ever get that feeling? For the first time in forever, you're standing, walking down Main Street USA, turn around a corner and you just see it. You see it in person, the castle, the big castle.
I have two memories.
Okay.
Really big ones. My first one would probably be seeing the fireworks for the first ever time. Because I feel like it's different to the Paris one. And my second one is like going to the Halloween party and seeing all the parades and different stuff, like the villains parade, the Christmas parade and the Halloween parade and party.
I do have to say, we did get a...
That would be a memory that I would probably never, ever, ever forget.
I do have to say, we did actually see the three Andrin sisters from Hocus Pocus on the stage. They made a deal with the bad guy in Tiana.
Dr. Facilier.
Yeah.
Jason Martin, have you got any particular favourite memories you will cherish?
Characters and the kids for me. In Paris, Aria was obsessed with Cinderella when she was a little bit younger, and Cinderella clocked her in a Cinderella dress, and the interaction was just beautiful. And Dean, anytime he sees Mickey Mouse, because Dean is Mickey obsessed.
Yeah.
He's the number one.
No, Donald's the number one. We all know that.
Donald is always the number one.
Yeah. What's your favourite memory, Martin?
I think I have two. I think for me as an adult, it's Happily Ever After. I don't think you can ever get over just watching that fireworks show and listening to that music. And then as a parent, it's just, to echo what Jason said, it's the kind of the character interaction and just seeing Aria or Dean's face light up when they just catch a glimpse of them in the parade and they just get that moment, that split second of eye contact, and they just kind of the grin, and it just makes my heart melt.
Yeah. Well, it's been absolutely delightful having you all on. I can't believe none of you, as your favourite Disney memory, said it was bumping into me at Magic Kingdom. None of you said that. I can't believe that.
Sorry. I have three. Bumping into you in Magic Kingdom.
Too late now, Dean.
And meeting with you now.
Oh, well, bless you. It's been great having you all on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more plans to go back soon? Have you thought about going, or maybe going to Paris for when that reopens next year? Or
Plans for Paris and Hong Kong. So my brother lives in Hong Kong, and my plan is, my brother's just had a baby, so the baby's a month old, baby Eli, and I'm thinking I do a trade, so me and Martin look after the baby and send my brother into the park with these two.
Don't you want to go into the parks as well, Jason? I do as well,
but I'll go in with the baby and leave these two with my brother to handle. Yeah, that's the plan.
They'll have the calm, quiet day.
You'll
have the chaos and stuff.
Have a great Christmas, you guys. And more importantly, have a magical day.
Can I say it?
You could go for it. Last words for Dean. Go on.
Until next time, stand clear of the doors.
Give me a shout if you would like to come on the podcast next year. I've got one more podcast to come before the year is out. But yeah, we are always looking for guests for next year. Give me a shout. Pod Magical is where we are. If you're going to be going over the next few weeks, as I say, it's the best time of year to visit Disney World because it's Christmas. It's so much fun. You've got the parties continuing over at Magic Kingdom on select nights. Mickey's Very Merry, although I think most of them are sold out now. Jollywood Nights continues at Hollywood Studios as well. You've got Festival of the Holidays at Epcot with the food booths and the cookie stroll and the candlelight processional. You've got the Merry Menagerie happening at Animal Kingdom. You've got the gingerbread houses. You've got the Christmas decorations at the resorts. The Christmas tree stroll is happening at Disney Springs. So if you're going to Disney World now, between now and New Year, you have got a lot to look forward to. If you go in after New Year, early January, is still a good chance that you're going to catch some of those decorations. They usually do keep them up till that first run Disney event early January. Just beware, by the way, if you're going early January, big Run Disney event happens. You've got the holidays happening as well over at Universal and over at SeaWorld and all around Orlando, looking very festive at the minute. The weather is also looking very festive, mostly dry, but definitely cooler now. So the highest temperatures during the midday, you're talking mid-20s, but overnight it can drop down to like 10 degrees. So especially in the evening, if you're going to watch the fireworks or Fantasmic, if you're going to one of those Christmas parties, you are going to need a jacket, looking a bit cooler at night. Also as well, pound to dollar at the minute, not looking too bad, about 1.33, which is probably the highest it's been in a month or two, so pound to dollar is on the up a little bit. And a top tip, to finish this podcast. Now, if you don't have the memory maker, don't worry. Don't be shy with PhotoPass photographers. Still get your picture taken with PhotoPass photographers and then just give them your phone and go, will you take one in here as well, please? Because they don't know that you've not got the photo pass. They don't know that you've not paid for the memory maker. And they will happily, along with having the actual professional pictures, take one on your phone as well. So you're not going to get the magic shots, but you'll still get some decent pictures on your phone. And you don't have to pay, just in case you've not got the memory maker attached to your Disney tickets. That's a tip for this podcast. We'll be back with a brand new episode, the last one of the year, in a couple of weeks' time. But for now, I'm going to hand back to Dean for the final words.
Until next time, stand clear of the doors.